This goes to Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, 989-463-1713. And Dr. Alkiek, A-L-K-I-E-K, fax 989-466-3643. Regarding Loreen, L-O-R-E-E-N, middle initial K, Smith. Date of birth is August 6th of 1939. Dear doctors, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Smith, who has stage 3 chronic kidney disease with recurrent urinary tract infections and anemia. Her last visit was January 21st of this year. Her husband had a fall and fractured at least 5 ribs back in at the end of May this year. He was hospitalized in Elma, and she stated he had a complete personality change where he was angry, violent, and not himself at all. He needed physical therapy before he could return home, so he was discharged to a local nursing home, but he passed away within 24 hours of being sent from the hospital over to the nursing home, she reports. And she's still grieving very heavily and in shock at this point. She denies chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood currently. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No peripheral edema. Medications, I want to highlight Eliquis 2.5 milligram twice a day. Bisoprolol 5 milligrams, she takes 2 daily. Bumex is 1 milligram daily. She's on Novalin 70-30 insulin. Pepcid 20 milligram daily. Valsartan is 40 milligram daily. And magnesium 240 milligram once a day. Physical exam, weight is 178 pounds. That is a stable weight. Pulse is 62 and blood pressure 134 over 76. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done July 2nd, 2025. Creatinine is 1.36, which is stable. Calcium is 9.0. Sodium is 130, and this is a chronically low sodium level. Potassium 5.0, carbon dioxide 23, albumin 4.2, phosphorus 4.0. Hemoglobin is 11.2 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We will continue to monitor labs every 1 to 4 months. 2, hyponatremia, that is stable. We'd like to keep it at least 130 or higher. She's usually 134, 133 when checked. So she will continue her fluid restriction about 56 ounces in 24 hours. And 3, anemia of chronic disease, which is stable. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 6 to 8 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.